back here on Dodger Weekly on KVFD AM 1400, the voice of Fort Dodge. Glad to have you on the program that brings you to newsmakers, movers, and shakers from all around your local area. We've certainly got one of those with us, a guy who's making news in a lot of ways around the local area, and he joins us now. We've had him on before, and it's good to be joined again by Sergeant Tony Walter from the Webster County Sheriff's Office. Sergeant, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Rob, thank you for having me again. Good morning.
Not a problem at all. Let's start here, and we're going to get into your win in the primary for your bid for sheriff and talk about your campaign going forward and all that. But let's start with really kind of the elephant in the room type of topic. We go back to May 31st, that Sunday night. There were protests here in downtown Fort Dodge, Black Lives Matter protest. And, you know, first of all, I thought it was a well-handled protest, both on the ends of the protesters who were spirited but peaceful, and on the ends of law enforcement. I thought the right approach was taken by, you know, Fort Dodge City Police and also you guys in the County Sheriff's Department. What was your take on kind of how that all shook out?
I agree with you, Rob. I believe it was handled very well. The protesters came up, they spoke, they voiced their and they expressed their concerns, but they were very peaceful. They didn't want to cause a problem. They wanted to be heard. They wanted us to listen, and you know, they advocated for no rioting, no looting. They wanted to be peaceful, and it actually makes me extremely proud of this community and this county, that everything was handled the way it was. I think it was or it should be a leading example for the way we can come together, the way we can work together, and the way it should be handled as opposed to stuff that's going on in other places.
Yeah, you know, I kind of agree. One of the things I was really encouraged by that I saw as I was there on the scene of that protest for its entirety was the dialogue between law enforcement and protesters. You had people who started that night not knowing each other and on opposite sides of the fence, but they were able to find common ground during that time. And I thought that, to me, was just as impressive as anything else.
Yeah. There was a, you know, I was there, and there was a young man. I think most of the community knows his name by now, Mr. Zach Newsom, that approached me, and I was able to talk to him for a little bit. And, very smart, very inspiring young man, and I took a page out of Flint, Michigan's book, and I listened. I listened to what he had to say, and I asked him what I could do to help, because that's what law enforcement needs to do right now. This is a tragic, horrible, disgusting event that occurred in Minneapolis, and law enforcement needs to listen. I mean, these protesters, they're angry, they're sad, they're upset, and they have every right to be. And if we don't listen to them, we cannot come together. You know, the best thing I feel we can do is listen and offer our help. That's what I did with Mr. Newsom that night. And he simply asked me to walk with him. And so I did.
And we saw images of you walking with him. One of the probably most iconic images that came out of that protest was a picture of you walking with protesters carrying a sign that said Black Lives Matter. Prior to that happening, Tony, was that anything that you'd given thought to first? That just kind of happened impulsively? How did that happen, and what was the mindset behind that?
That was something that happened in the moment. There was a young lady that was behind us, and she's in that picture wearing a white T-shirt. And I kind of turned around, and I saw her, and she just had the sign down by her side. And you know, it just kind of hit me. I go, you know what? The sign shouldn't be down by your side. Let's hold it up. So I asked her if I could hold it, and she obliged. She handed me the sign, and that's what we did. We held it up. So.
And for you, you know, you were in the middle of a campaign for the sheriff's seat, and you're still in that campaign. And I know in talking to you, I talked to you off the air a couple of days after that, you know, what is probably perceived by some people as a political move in your mind and heart, and I believe this because you looked me in the eye as a man and told me this, there was no political intention behind that.
No, not at all. I know that's how some are going to perceive it. I've even heard that I lost some votes because of it. Not because of what I did, but just because people are thinking that it was a political move. You know, I can't ask those people to believe me, just off my word. But what I can do is November 4th, after the election is over, whether I win or lose this election, I want those people. I know Mr. Newsom's going to hold me accountable. I know several people, they're going to hold me accountable, and I ask them to. You know, even if I lose and I'm still just a sergeant on the road, you know, if you need something, you want to reach out to me, ask me. I'll help. Hold me accountable, and that's how I'm going to be able to prove that what happened that night was not a political move. It was because I knew in my heart that that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, and you know, it's says a lot about you and your character, and I really respect anybody that's willing to stand on their convictions when you're in a spot like that where there's going to be some people who perceive things for one way or the other, whether you meant them that way or not. You're in the public eye, and you're going to take some criticism no matter what you do. And I really respected what you did because you stood on your convictions. Let's talk a little bit about your win in the primary on the in the sheriff's race on the Democratic side. You and Trevor McHale had one of the closest races and one of the most hotly contested races in the primaries of anywhere you look around. And you were able to kind of squeak out a victory, a narrow victory over Trevor McHale. Was a tremendous primary.
Yes, I knew it was going to be close, and it definitely was. You know, Deputy McHale or Trevor ran a very good campaign, very clean. It was nice and friendly, and it just I knew it would be close. So I was holding my breath on Tuesday night. I wasn't sure how it would turn out.
Yeah, and it was one of those that was kind of down to the wire. It was certainly interesting there. And I talked to Trevor last week, and, you know, I told him, I said, you know, the campaign and the race was so tight, yet there's no shame. Either one of you guys that would have dropped that race, no shame in the way that you guys ran that race and competed. You know, obviously the conversations have been had through the protest and the candlelight vigil. Law enforcement, not only from a national perspective, but a local perspective. How do you feel that relationship between law enforcement and the black community is right now, and is it better since the protest and since the candlelight vigil? Because I feel like, just as an outsider looking in, so to speak, I feel like there's progress that's been made through those events.
There has been progress. I, you know, at the vigil, Reverend Johnson spoke, and he asked for a commitment from the chief of police and the assistant chief about having transparency, accountability, and that type of thing. You know, it's going to take time. You know, we can't just talk with them, listen to them during one protest, and expect them to trust us again.
Sure.
It's something that we have to earn, and it's something we have to strive for, and it's something we have to prove that we are listening, we're going to follow through. It's going to take time. I mean, everybody at some point in their life can probably come up with someone who has harmed them in some way. And you don't just forgive them overnight. It has to be earned.
That's true, and I agree with you. I think progress is going to be a process, but I do think that things are starting to tread and move in the right way, that I think awareness is heavier now or higher now than it was, and I think that's, you know, certainly a good thing for this local area here to try to bridge that gap. Now, we look around the country, and one of the things that we're seeing right now is an outcry, public outcry to defund and disband some police departments around the country. Most of those efforts and things are kind of pointed towards major cities. You know, I've been outspoken to say that Black Lives Matter. I support that movement. I support equality for the black community. But, Tony, I think that we're going down a slippery slope, and I don't see how defunding and disbanding police departments is going to help anything. I think we need to rebuild the parts that need to be rebuilt, not throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak.
I agree. Disbanding police departments is going to be dangerous for the citizens. You know, who are they going to call to come and help them when somebody's breaking into their house or when they've been hurt or something like that? It's a dangerous, it is a slippery slope. I think more important would be not disbanding the police departments or the sheriff's offices, but having that transparency. You know, I believe I've heard stuff about federal oversight, having more restrictions or federal agencies being able to, best way to say it, to monitor or investigate a local agency type of thing if there are multiple levels of complaints or stuff like this.
Okay.
That transparency and having that accountability is important. But, yeah, disbanding is going to be a dangerous situation, I think.
Sergeant Tony Walter is my guest from the Webster County Sheriff's Office. He is running for Sheriff of Webster County. He'll be taking on Luke Fleener in the general election. What's next in the Tony Walter for Sheriff campaign?
Well, more reaching out. I'm hoping that at some point it'd be nice to have the COVID die down a little bit and I could get out and meet the people, you know, have some sort of barbecue or a meet and greet type of thing where people can come and speak to me in person and ask questions. And that's one of the biggest things I've been wanting to do. You know, I prefer that, meeting people and being able to look them in the eye and talk to them. And so hopefully that's something we can do. Otherwise, it's just continue reaching out, continue doing what I can do with what I have right now.
All right. Well, I appreciate, you know, the time and the effort you put in. And, hey, if you're having a barbecue, let me be the first guy you call because I'm all about coming to a barbecue. My motives are probably food first, but I want to do some good while I'm there too. But I'm certainly with you on that. Tony Walter has been my guest from the Webster County Sheriff's Office. He is running for Sheriff of Webster County in November. Tony, I appreciate the time always. I appreciate what you stand for and what you're doing out here in the community trying to bridge that gap between law enforcement and the community. And, you know, kudos to you for that and continue the good work, man.
Thank you. But I've been saying community outreach is one of my top priorities, and I'm going to prove it. That's one thing I think we have to see. And we're going to keep pushing for it.
All right, Tony Walter, I appreciate your time this morning.
All right, sure.